the boys knuckled down after partying last weekend. They knuckled down, got down to work on Monday, and we had a serious focus today to make our own little bit of history. We wanted to win a game in the Ulster Club. We wanted, these boys felt that they wanted to create a wee bit of history for Killeclaher, and they did that today, and I'm delighted for them. No better men to do it. Bradley's goal was one of the best goals I've seen in a long, long time. We were under a bit of pressure. That quick turnaround had Cargan out of the blocks much quicker than we were, and we were half afraid of that. But Sparky's goal, you know, as it were, gave us the spark that we needed at that time, because we were struggling to get into the game. We got that goal and we really pushed on after that. I knew once we got that one that we were in a great position to drive on, and they did that very well. Yes, we had a strong third quarter. We targeted that. We felt that Cargan were going to come back at us, and certainly we needed all those scores, because once they got that goal late on, there was a glimmer of hope there for them, but we shut them out fairly well. But some of our point taken and score taken this last number of games has been excellent, and thankfully it carried through today as well. Slochneil are one of the top teams in Ulster, there's no doubt about that. We have a few casualties in there at the minute, so we'll sort ourselves out, we'll dust ourselves down. I suppose what we've been doing all year is focusing on ourselves and trying to get the very best out of ourselves, and we know we face a massive challenge, but we're absolutely delighted to be there to face that challenge. All right,
Dominic, a few cobwebs, not so much cobwebs, but a wee bit of a hangover, but from the celebrations, not literally, but it took them a while to get going.
I suppose against Cole Island last week, and we told them about this, we were never going to have a day like that again. We're never going to have a performance like that again where everything we hit went over. So our first five or six shots were off the target. We kind of were worried about that, but the character in the team shone through. We kept plugging away, we kept working, and eventually I thought Mark Bradley's goal was crucial in getting us a real strong foothold in the game. And the boys grew in confidence after that, and pushed on and got a great victory then.
And the defence settled down, and, you know, very disciplined throughout. Conceded a few frees, but only conceded, I think, 2 points in play in the whole game.
Yeah, our defence has been very strong all season. Cargan had some quality forwards there, so we knew we had to work hard to shut them out. But, I think a strong defence is the bedrock of any team. And I know maybe some of the lads may not get the same profile as other players, but their work is just as important.